Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
When are you going to get a heart?
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Good morning. How we doing? We got a football game under our belts. Man, what a game. What a game. It's a good ball game. It's a good ball game to start. I listened to Bonte and Chasky on the way in, and Bonte was talking about how everybody's saying, oh, Chiefs are going to three. I didn't think they looked that great. I don't think they looked unbeatable last night.
No, you got to have that Jedi view of it, and you got to fast forward to January.
Let's not do that.
And the speed that they have now with Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown wasn't even on the field. They're faster. So that's how I was looking at that. But as much as I love Lamar Jackson, and you and I, it was one of our biggest fights, Donnie. Good morning, everybody. But you got to make that throw. As great and spectacular and exciting as you are, Lamar, the dude was wide open, Steiny.
Yeah.
I can make the argument he had two guys that he should have hit. And I got to give you a win here real quick on a non-payday Friday. Harbaugh was about to go for two. I'm sold now. That, forget overtime. Had they got that, go for two, baby.
Yeah.
And then he was out.
So, you guys know I'm not a homer, right?
The definition of it.
I try to be as objective as I can.
Pessimistic.
Blake Snell. Realistic.
Effing early.
All right. I don't pander. I don't troll. I tell you what I think. And maybe I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it.
I have no idea where you're going in your smile.
If you told me you could drop Lamar Jackson onto the Niners right now, I think I'd say no thank you. I think I'd say, nah, we're going to roll with Purdy this year. There's just...
I always interrupt. I'm not. Just keep going, because
there's just something about Lamar Jackson. He's He is great.
Two-time MVP.
I'll say right. He's better than Brock Purdy. But I don't know if he could be better playing for Kyle Shanahan. I know it sounds crazy, but there's something about Lamar Jackson where everything you do on offense, everything has to be centered on him. It has to be centered on him. Everything everybody does, it's all about him. And, you know, I look at the Niners and how they've had success. And one of the things that Shanahan subscribes to is a diversified offense. And I'm not saying he would reject Lamar Jackson. But I don't think Lamar Jackson is the kind of quarterback that Shanahan would want.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. In a practical sense, with this 49er team, I feel like, what's their strength? They got a lot of weapons.
Wow.
McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk. And I just feel like if Lamar Jackson were the quarterback of the Niners, it would take too much away from all those guys. I don't know.
I'm not mad at you.
I
can't wait to get to the plate and take a swing at this.
Yeah.
Mark Willard, months ago, Dibs as well, we talked about it, and I'm on record, Steiny. You can't find the sound, but I'm telling on myself, snitching. I said, you know what? I would take Brock Purdy. But I've done a 180. And the reason I've done a 180, Steiny, Lamar Jackson would be the best version of himself under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan. So I feel like you or anybody out there saying what you just said, you're kind of robbing Kyle of doing something and having an impact on Lamar. So let's just talk about the 3rd and 4 where Chris Jones wrecked the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, for that matter, last year. What if you have the outlet that is Lamar Jackson? Now, Purdy, and I gave him credit for his escapability, but he's a Nissan, he's a Honda Accord. We're talking about a Ferrari in regard to when things break down, escapability. What if Kyle had that at his disposal, and then he threw to Kittle, and then the Kittle component. What have I talked about? Kittle's in because he needs to block. Well, maybe he doesn't need to block when you got a guy that's a road runner like Lamar Jackson. So, Steiny, this is no shade at Brock Purdy. I got to keep it real. I've checked myself. I wanted to say you are correct, but I'm saying Lamar Jackson, a two-time MVP, with those legs and that weaponry that is Debo and Ayuk, good God, maybe the Niners would have not one, two Super Bowls with Lamar Jackson. And the last time Kyle Shanahan was the coordinator for a guy that had the skill set close to Lamar Jackson, RG3, he was Rookie of the Year, Steiny. It's fascinating.
All that stuff, I get. I completely get it. And I'll throw it out right now. 888-957-9570. Am I absolutely nuts? Am I absolutely nuts? If I acknowledge, I'm telling you right now, hey, Steiny, who's a better quarterback? Well, Lamar Jackson. But who would you want quarterback in the Niners?
I wish we could get Kyle's truth serum.
Well, I'll give you Kyle's truth serum, according to Matt Steinmetz. I think Kyle Shanahan makes a huge differentiation between a running quarterback and a quarterback that can escape trouble. And, you know, I'm looking at Mahomes last night, and he runs to pass.
That's a
and Chris Collinsworth said it on the broadcast.
Who I love, by the way.
He'll drop back. He'll get flushed out of the pocket. He'll start running toward the sidelines. And you think he might run upfield, but he doesn't. He stays back and he throws and he usually hits somebody.
Incredible.
Josh Allen apparently is kind of the same way. But when Lamar Jackson puts the ball away, he's running. He's running.
There's but he's a threat, though. It's Jesse Owens.
I know it. But I don't think, I don't think that's Shanahan's ideal version of a quarterback. One that, as great as he is at running, and what do you have, 100 and some yards last night? And I'm not saying he couldn't coach Lamar Jackson. But I just, how could Lamar Jackson be a great quarterback for the Niners, and he's not really precise?
Now, that's his deficiency. You are correct, but when you're a home run threat and an offense in itself like Lamar Jackson, Stoney, I'm telling you, man, I've been so critical, but I'm sitting there watching him keeping those plays alive, and again, the maestro that is Kyle Shanahan, how he would use them. How he would use them. Mm-hmm. And I believe he would be playing in the Super Bowl. And maybe, you know, I was watching Chris Jones. He did his Bosa impersonation. He had to get off the field and drink water on a third down because he was beating his man. But Lamar was just getting outside the pocket or going up the middle. And I'm like, this is why he's special. But what if I were to tell you, Stoney, everything you said, you're spot on. But I think you're underselling how great Lamar would be under Kyle.
Maybe.
And I know we got the great Randy Cross coming up. What time is that, Stoney?
Randy Cross at 11, okay. Santana Moss at noon.
He could get behind you.
Yes.
But that was a great game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great
game. In the 70s or 80s. That's an overtime game because they wouldn't have had replay. I wanted the foot to be in so we could see the two-point conversion or OT. It was the Kevin Durant against the Bucks a couple years back.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Damn.
Is that a crazy thought? But
you feel it a little. Like, you're not mad if people called you crazy on that.
No.
Like, you understand it. You can, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're like, what do you mean? Let's fight. But now you're kind of like, dude, I'm ready for it. I understand.
And Uncle Looney on the YouTube chat says, then why did Kyle draft Trey Lance?
Wow.
Because he thought Trey Lance had escapability.
Almost like a Lamar, Stoney.
Yeah, I don't think he drafted Trey. I think they thought they could turn Trey Lance into a guy who could throw and also run. But I don't think in Kyle Shanahan's wildest dreams, or I shouldn't say that, I don't think Kyle Shanahan, on balance, would want a quarterback like Lamar Jackson.
He wants a Kirk Cousins who can move
or
like
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen can run with the best of them.
Right, I think Josh Allen, well, first of all, nobody's as dynamic as Lamar Jackson, obviously.
Well, Josh Allen, I got you.
But I think
he's
Allen's more of Kyle's type of guy. You know, scramble to get the first down by the sidelines, not running up the middle of the field. But I don't know. I'm just looking at that.
No, it's fun to think about.
I said to Evan, and somebody said, Stoney, you're a prisoner of the moment. Fair enough. But the first question I asked to Evan was, can you win a Super Bowl like that?
I don't think
you can. Like Baltimore.
I'm saying no because of what you said and what the one thing that I think Lamar Jackson has not improved. I see it on some throws. But Stoney, he came in here and kicked the Niners' ass last year. They did on Christmas. But the bottom line is those missed throws are symbolic to me, and I don't think he can ever get better at that. Now, I could be dead wrong, but the roller coaster or the Lamar Jackson experience, that is just what it is, man. He had a wide open receiver. Some could say a average passer or a slightly above average passer. His likely right in the breadbasket. So you got me just thinking how great or better Lamar would be under Kyle. And I don't know if you remember this. Real quick, I got to go to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back when we were doing pandemic radio, remote, the Monday night game, when the Niners were playing their home games in Arizona, they played the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen looked like Hercules. I believe that was the inception of the thought to Kyle Shanahan, who had to deal with Russell Wilson, who wasn't washed in his division. Kyler Murray, two times also. I really believe after that game, watching Josh Allen do what he did on that stage to the Niners, I believe that's when Kyle said, you know what? I need something like that. And that was that's what fertilized the seed that was, if I get a chance, I'm going to try to go get that. And unfortunately, Trey Lance wasn't that. But I'm going to give Uncle Looting the win, Steiny, because he did fall in love with something that represented using your wheels.
Not like that.
It's different.
When they drafted Trey Lance, somebody said to Kyle Shanahan, yeah, he's a clone, essentially, of Lamar Jackson. I think Kyle would be like, it's a little too much running for me.
But Josh Allen is okay. Because Josh runs with the best of them, too much.
Yeah.
He'll take hits.
I don't put him in the same class as Lamar Jackson, but maybe others
do. But Lamar is, like I said, Jesse Owens, you're not saying it, but Josh Allen can run with the best of them, too, Stein.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Like Hercules, almost.
But, I mean, how many rushing yards? Lamar's got to have like close to 1,000.
He can take it to the house. Yeah. But Steiny, he cannot. He's not accurate. That game should have went overtime or at least minimum of a 2-point conversion for the win.
And as for, you know, well, Kyle was looking for that kind of quarterback in Trey Lance.
That's a great call to me.
I don't doubt that at all. But I think what they saw in Trey Lance was this guy can get out of the pocket, make a play. He can escape the rush. And so the thing we're going to have to deal with Trey is how to, you know, throwing accurately. And I think what they found out was he wasn't as great of a runner as they thought.
Yeah, he took a little while.
Like around the edges. And then Brock came along. But how about this?
Good call.
Will you meet me halfway here, guys? If I'm starting a team, I'll take Lamar Jackson. But if you're asking me who you'd want to be the quarterback of the Niners right now, I'm taking Purdy. I just am. Here's the other thing. Well, you know what? Let's get Mac T in here.
Right.
Mac T's in Union City. He wants to jump in. Let's go!
Mac.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Lamar just isn't accurate enough. And, you know, to piggyback on the Ferrari reference, he is a Ferrari, but would the Ferrari be your only vehicle? No, it's completely impractical. Got horrible gas mileage, a lot of mechanical issues. It's not just not something that makes sense to drive every day, right? Like, nobody's just going to have one Ferrari. If you got a Ferrari, it's probably like your fifth car.
Yeah.
And that's how Lamar is. And he's just leaving too much talent on the table. He's kind of leaving his other Ferraris on the table. McCaffrey's going to be like a slot receiver that's not going to get any touches. Ayuk is going to be like, Ayuk okay, bro? And he's not going to get the ball. And it's just like, it just doesn't work.
And thanks, Mac T. And what a great analogy.
But how would you stop this Niner offense? Well, like Debo's going to be here. You have to deal with that.
I look at it this way. If you're playing the Niners with Lamar Jackson,
oh my gosh,
all you got to do is focus on Lamar Jackson. But when you play against Purdy, it's like then you have to worry about the weapon.
No, Steiny, him handing off or what you think is handing off to McCaffrey, and then he keeps it, and then he's gone.
So hold on.
Or he gives it to McCaffrey, and he's gone.
So hold on. So the 49ers.
Oh, my gosh.
Have McCaffrey, Kittle, all those weapons.
Oh, it's
and
over.
Then you're going to have a quarterback.
Okay.
Okay, who throws 30 times a game but is not accurate, and then the same quarterback runs 10 times a game.
But no, wouldn't your threat of a home
enough
run?
Touches?
Yeah.
Touches. He would not be able to utilize the weapons.
What about even if he was 50% throwing it?
It's not good enough.
The home run factor to me, that element increases. So yeah, you could be, yeah, damn dude, you're missing half your passes, but one of the plays could go to the house. With a Ayuk,
right. But he's going to throw more. He's going to throw a lot of incompletions.
I mean, but they would gash defenses, though.
Okay, what would be the difference here? Like, he's in the shotgun. He takes the snap. He looks around. He fiddle faddles
with the like.
He fiddle faddles more.
Yeah.
Okay, what's he going to do?
Throw
an 8-yard pass.
Did you see Likely yesterday, Steiny? You know that he looked like Mark Bavaro. I mean, I'm just saying he had a great game.
Scored 20 points. I'm just saying, I actually look at all the 49ers' weapons as not a great thing for a guy like Lamar Jackson. Because when I look at the 49ers and use the term playmaker, I would say Kittle, you know, believe it or not, I wouldn't say Purdy's a playmaker. He makes plays, but I don't think he is, you know, a dynamic type of guy.
See, and I would give him that, Steiny. Lamar type.
He's not dynamic. Brock Purdy. Come on.
Well, Steiny, we're watching him roll out, and unlike Jimmy, and still keep his eyes down the field. He's not Lamar Jackson dynamic, but damn it, Steiny, he can keep the play alive and hit guys in stride.
You know what? Here it is. Here it is. And I've heard this now three or four times, and it's right. He's like Harden or Westbrook.
Who I love.
Yes, but they dominate the ball.
Oh, you're talking about Lamar.
The entire defense always has their eyes on him. He doesn't get others involved as much as other teams get their weapons involved. And I just don't think Kyle Shanahan would love all the improv.
Man.
That's all.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. I'll say it again. If I'm starting a team, I'll take Lamar Jackson over Brock Purdy. But
and I'm asking before, who's my coach? Because if it's Kyle, I'm taking Lamar.
It's Kyle.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Kyle. Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? 888-957-9570. I'm just saying, I think I'd rather have Purdy quarterbacking against the Jets. That's all. Mm-hmm. Mike's in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? I was watching the game yesterday, and, one thing that came to my mind was that the Chiefs are still the team to beat in the AFC.
Man.
Not by a lot, because I'm actually very surprised that Baltimore kept it as close as they did. And props to freaking Isaiah Likely, man. That guy's going to be a future, for that team. Oh, my God. And but one thing I was noticing was that I didn't really see a whole lot out of Baltimore just because they don't have as many weapons as you think. Mark Andrews was a no factor. Zay Flowers, you know, I think he's going to have a career year. But, you know, he was going against one of the better defenses, especially on the first game of the season. And we'll see what happens with that. But outside of Lamar, and, you know, the only reason I say Lamar is because I still have it embedded in my freaking head, that Christmas Day game when he ran for that, like, 15-20 yards on that third down. Oh, my God. And I was there at that game. That one killed me. The whole crowd just silenced. But I just didn't see a whole lot out of Baltimore. I don't – like, I'm not really afraid of Baltimore
right.
in this case. They just didn't – and, again, you know, first game,
right.
maybe first game jitters, who knows?
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of penalties.
We also haven't seen what the Niners – can do either yet. And honestly, I just don't see it in Baltimore this year. I was tired of the dump offs. You know, there wasn't really a whole lot of like high plays. Lamar Jackson was sporadic with his deep throws, and I know he said he was going after Hill on that pass instead of Zay Flowers. But you know what? There is still, you know, that opportunity to actually get it done.
No doubt about it.
Get it done.
And that was the Chiefs.
So, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to say this to you. Go ahead.
Well, because
this is a random thought I have, and I got to get it off.
It was 4 or 5 years ago. Kyle had been asked multiple times in multiple ways, what do you want? What do you want in your quarterback? And the number one thing he says that quarterback has to do is make throws from the pocket. And then he would always say, now, if he can escape the rush, that's just an added bonus. But he always would say the first thing you must do that he always looks for is to make plays in the pocket.
Yeah, but he was willing to trade 3 first-round picks for a guy that was supposed to be, I'll just call him Donovan McNabb, who should be in the Hall of Fame.
He clearly thought he could turn Lance into a pocket passer
and use his legs to
run.
Yeah,
yes.
No doubt about it.
Yes,
and he couldn't do both. I mean, his 0 to 100. Derrick Henry, Steiny, he's punch drunk. I know it's one game, but he was tippy toeing like he's carried
like
so much.
Like, what was his name? Ernest Biner. Remember him?
I got some other names.
Of course, Evan doesn't know. All right, we got to get out of here right now. We'll be back after the break. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think about what I just said? I like Purdy quarterback in this Niner team. I'm just wondering, Lamar Jackson ever going to be able to get it done with that style? I don't know. What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. That's really important!
We cannot sit here and not go outside when it's sunny, way down the rain. You gotta go live.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What if I told you I'm embarrassed? Like, Evan, what day of the week was that?
Not a Thursday.
Hey, whoa. I'm going to lay out.
I was supposed to do this.
He crushed me.
Hey, it's football season on The Game, which means Sunday we're going to be carrying NFL action all day. First, Patriots-Bengals, that's at 10 a.m. Then we got the Raiders at the Chargers at 1 p.m. Listen to NFL Week 1 action all day Sunday on 95.7 Other Game.
I got a quick question for you and Evan.
Okay. You can stop asking that question.
I'm going to ask it. Since we're talking about running quarterbacks, I'm looking at a list of the quarterbacks that have had the most rushing touchdowns since the Super Bowl era 1966.
Oh, God, I love this.
So I'm looking at the top 3. So you go and Evan go, and if you missed, you just keep rotating.
So these are the top 3.
Top,
like total yards.
No, touchdowns. Touchdowns
by a quarterback
in the Super Bowl era. I'm looking at the top 3.
So that starts in the
1966.
In the late 60s.
Cam Newton is not. That would be. This is great. I would have never guessed 2 of the 3.
Call me crazy, but I'm going to guess Randall Cunningham.
Dude, he's 4th.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I got it right. I can't butcher this. Shout out Shasky. Running quarter.
Lamar?
No.
Fran Tarkenton?
No.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
He was more of a scrambler.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He's on Netflix. They had something about him on Netflix.
McNair?
McNair, number three with 37.
How many years did he play?
We'll look at that. 37, so it's two more.
This is most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback. A
quarterback in the Super Bowl era, 1966 to
touchdowns.
Present.
Rushing touchdowns.
And McNair is third with how many?
37.
When was this list put together?
We just got two more.
Tom Brady.
Rushing touchdown.
Well, they snuck in from the one 17 times a year.
Josh Allen?
No. Good guess. Tell me when you guys are ready. I can't believe you haven't mentioned one.
Steve Young.
Number one with 43. Now there's one more. One more. And he's from Pennsylvania. He played in Pennsylvania.
Namath.
That's right.
Jim Kelly.
No. Jalen Hurts.
No.
That does not rule out many quarterbacks because the best ones come from Pennsylvania, baby.
When you're done, I have some news.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm just looking at what I'm looking at. Oh, you want me to give it to you guys?
No, I don't. Vince Evans.
Nope.
Oh,
he played for the Steelers.
Oh, he played... Bradshaw?
No.
Oh, Cordell Stewart?
Yeah, with 38.
Wow.
So the list I'm looking at, Evan, Steve Young, 43, Cordell Stewart, 38, Steve McNair with 37.
Fingers crossed.
Most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback career in a Super Bowl era from 1966.
Until 2000.
Oh, no.
The most career rushing touchdowns by a quarterback is Cam Newton.
Oh, no.
He has 75.
Oh, no.
Josh Allen is second most with 53. I'm sorry.
What are you laughing at?
It's just funny.
I got it right here.
Steve Young is on the list.
We love you, buddy.
No, I said retired quarterbacks. Oh, go ahead. What list am I looking at, Evan?
I don't know.
I got it right here. Young, 43. Cordell Stewart, 38. Steve McNair, 37. I didn't say, I should have said current. But they're retired quarterbacks I'm looking at with the list. But anyway.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts is 41.
But I should have said retired.
So, in other words, you were really looking for the 11th, 13th, and 16th.
No, these are by the retired quarterbacks.
What are we doing here? All right, well, hey.
I'll take the L.
Yeah, I made mistakes. What did I?
It's not a mistake. I should have said retired.
Put it this way.
I should have said retired.
Put it this way. We're going to start calling
God.
You Guru Filippone.
Oh, boy.
By the way, 24 hours from Filippone's prediction. Did say September 7th.
Wouldn't it be unbelievable if they traded Ayuk?
So my boy goes, damn, D, Silk Basie, I should have said retired quarterbacks because I got the list in front of me. But everybody he mentioned are current, and they've blown past it.
Hey.
I'll take it. I'll take the L.
Goo. Yesterday, I'm sitting here talking about Grandpa.
Love.
Yeah, sitting here talking about Grandpa Daddy. I was wrong.
But the excitement you and Evan had.
It just. Well, here's the thing. So you're asking that question, and I'm trying to think of the answers. And I look over to Evan. Apparently, I make too much eye contact with him. And I see him go to the computer. But I know Evan so well that I know he's not looking for the answer.
Right.
He's looking to verify.
No doubt.
The question.
Shout out Twitter.
All right. Lamar Jackson stinks. He's terrible. We can't win that way. You can't win that way in the National Football League. Get over it, dude. It's all right.
No, I found the error. You want to know what it was?
Sure.
With the 2013 NFL season underway. That's my list. Who has Sports Central up? Oh, boy. Go ahead.
No, By the way, Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion, coming up in 20 minutes. We've had him on a few times last year.
He's great.
He's got some opinions, put it that way. The one thing I came out today and was just thinking about Lamar Jackson. Obviously, they lost 27-20 to Mahomes and the Chiefs, and he had monster game in terms of yardage. But I'm just thinking that, you know, I don't know if you can win a Super Bowl that way, et cetera, et cetera. And I just started thinking about the Niners and how Brock Purdy's quarterback in this team. And I just think that for this team, I think I would rather have Brock Purdy quarterbacking it. Now, I think what a fair question is what would Shanahan do with Lamar Jackson? Like, if he had Lamar Jackson,
what if I told you I really believe,
how would he coach him?
Just like he did RG3. But I believe, Steiny, I mean this, people. Steiny, what if I told you I think he could be the difference in he would have a Super Bowl? If they were down, if they had that 10-point lead against the Rams in the NFC Championship game, the fact that Jimmy was, I'll call him a statue, but if you had that component of escapability.
What if I would just say, he's not accurate enough?
But what if he's accurate enough to get the AFC Championship game and get close? What if Kyle was to turn his flaws into positives limit his flaws?
That's what he'd have to do. He's not going to make him into a great thrower.
Let's not act like he's a bum. I needed to pass with my life on the line, Lamar, stay your ass in. Your phone won't ring. But he's a two-time MVP. What Kyle did to hide the flaws of Jimmy Garoppolo, what he's done with Mr. Irrelevant. I still can't get over that air. But also, what he would do with Lamar.
But that's the thing.
Would he have a ring?
I'm interested, 49er fans, and because you asked the question, and I think it's a great one. What would he do?
I need all the love I can get.
What would he do with Lamar Jackson? Like, how would he use him?
Could he have a title? I'm not even going down that road.
I'm thinking about him
just keeping the play alive.
I'm thinking about what kind of style they would have. Yeah. What they would hang their hat on offensively.
Austin in San Jose on the YouTube chat, brought to you by the First NorCal Credit Union. Steiny,
yeah.
No question, Niners win a Super Bowl with Lamar.
Why?
He says, Steiny is thinking crazy. Lamar can make throws on the run.
On the run.
That's when he's more accurate than he is in the pocket. I'll give you that, Austin.
But again, I go back to the beginning of Kyle Shanahan's tenure when he was asked over and over about what he wants in a quarterback, and he's never wavered.
But
he's
what about never, the pickup? He's Trey never, Lance.
They thought he could be. They thought he was young enough that they could turn him into a pocket guy who could make plays.
That's Donovan McNabb, Stoney. He could do both to me.
But the thing he always says first is you got to make throws from the pocket. And I get it. Kyle Shanahan wouldn't say, "Well, I don't want Lamar Jackson." I'm just thinking, "Well, what kind?" And assuming they'd have the same personnel, which probably would be ridiculous because Lamar Jackson's gotten paid now. But you know, he. I just don't see Lamar Jackson dropping back, sitting there.
But what if you had all those headaches, the threats of Debo and how they use Debo and Ayuk and now Kittle, he need to stay in the block. Maybe not as much with Lamar because his legs can make up maybe what you're lacking on the offensive line. But I do know this. RG3 was Rookie of the Year. They went to the playoffs, and Kyle did that with RG3. And then he tried to – I know what you're saying, why Trey Lance was attractive – but it had to be his legs, though, Steiny. It had to be those legs that made Kyle think, not only can he throw from the pocket, but if things break down, he could do what Russell Wilson did in his prime. What we've seen Kyler Murray before he fell off due to us two times a game, even though we were able to get wins. It's fascinating.
Yeah. The other thing, Kyle, let's be honest. You know what Kyle hates? He hates when a quarterback breaks off a play too soon and runs it.
Well, how many of the quarterbacks has he had like that, though, here with the Niners? I think of Beathard and Mullins. Those guys weren't that type.
Yeah,
Jimmy damn sure wasn't.
I just don't think he likes those kind of guys. I don't know.
I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, is I hear you on the pocket portion of Trey Lance, but I think he's a dual threat. So Kyle was saying, Steiny, sign me up for that. That will work for us.
And you know what? This is a great point from the 415. You're like, imagine Kyle's system.
Yeah.
415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line says, Goo, Lamar is being coached by a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Harbaugh's not chopped liver, but...
And you guys are right. D. Lou pointed out he missed Flowers wide open in the end zone on the run.
Do you think...
But Lamar's phenomenal.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that style can get it done?
What if I told you I think that I'm going NBA, that's the 2018 Rockets style of shooting the threes the way they did. That's what Lamar... That's how I
don't... So, no.
How many running quarterbacks have ever won it? Russell Wilson? I'll give him that, Steiny. Steve Young? But he was a pot. Those, they were polished in the pocket, too.
You know what? To me, that's the quarterback, and it's easy to say, that Shanahan, I think, would want. Steve Young.
Yeah.
Who's great.
And Kirk Cousins
thrower.
Is no statue.
Yeah, he's
not losing, a statue to me.
He's losing some mobility.
Well, you like that?
Because he's getting older.
Kirk!
Yeah, I don't know. Just some food for thought there.
It was fun.
Watching last night's game.
But there's no doubt watching last night's game, when my man Mahomes buys time and moves, his accuracy, I think, there it is. I don't have to. The dude's got three titles.
I mean,
he's still a baby. He's still a effing baby. He may catch Brady.
I know, and here's another thing that I think, I lost my train of thought because Evan, I think, was going to say easy or pump the brakes.
On catching Brady?
Yeah.
I think there's some people out there right now. If I say that, you think he could get seven? I'll bet it.
It's four more.
Dude.
Four.
He's been to four.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
What are you going to say, Evan? I'm mad at you, little Evan.
Yeah, I know.
What am I mad at you for?
Brady has more than double what Mahomes has. I don't know. It's just...
Well, let's... How about rings?
Huh?
Let's project Mahomes' career if he played to 44 or 43. Look at it through that prism.
Well, maybe he's not on a good team.
No, he's got forever to get four more.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Dude is incredible.
I would take that bet right now.
That he wouldn't?
Yeah, that he wouldn't. But that's just because... That means he needs to win more Super Bowls from this point on than any other quarterback except Brady, and I guess Bradshaw won four.
Well, they're on the cusp of doing something that Brady and no other quarterback has ever done.
Here's the other thing, and you may disagree with me on this.
28 years old. He's got, let's say he played to 44. That's 16 more seasons.
I'll bet you he doesn't play to 44.
Well, if you...
Brady also had a head coach the entire time with him. Andy Reid's 66. So you're also assuming that his head coach is going to be there.
Don't kill Andy, Evan, because I hear you.
No, I think the head coach is pretty important. Man. Also, is Travis Kelce going to play for 10 more years? Is Chris Jones going to play for 10 more years? There's a lot of things that go into it.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about Lamar Jackson. Okay.
And Louisville.
And this is to me... like a big aspect of it. I have him on my fantasy team, okay?
Lamar.
So I'm watching last night's game, and I'm just watching him rack up points.
Well, not in the first half.
But the real... I forgot what I was going to say now.
You just think that's not style, Kyle's cup of tea, that style.
Yeah,
he had Chris Jones looking like, I am sick and tired of this MF-er. I'm beating my man. Normally I'd have probably one or two sacks to show for it, and he just gets out of Dodge. And what's crazy about Lamar, and we talked about it, Steiny, his accuracy is better on the move than it is in the pocket, I believe.
Yeah,
you got to fix it.
I don't think.
Can you? What we talk about the NBA, can you learn how to shoot? Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd.
I think it's.
Can you learn accuracy?
Well, how old is Lamar now? How many years has he been in the league? Randy Cross coming up in 10 minutes. Three-time Super Bowl champion with the San Francisco 49ers. And, it was just fun to have a game last night.
27, Steiny Lamar is.
Yeah, so, okay.
Fact check that, Evan.
888-957-9570 is the number. And
great game, though. Yeah. And we got one tonight.
Yeah, we do. Eagles against the Packers. Yeah, in Brazil. Times, is that a 5:15 start? West Coast time? Something like that? Five? Oh, you don't know?
Next question.
I'm laying out.
I think it's five. I think it's five o'clock.
The Philly minus two, if you're into that.
Oh, we're going to unveil a new segment today, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do we have a name for it?
I got something in a hopper.
My man, Evan.
Okay.
When do you want to do it, though? 1 o'clock?
Yeah, let's do it at 1 o'clock.
Because we also got Santana Moss, former Jets wide receiver, coming up at 12.
So we got Santana Moss at noon and Randy Cross at 11 o'clock. I'm kind of mad right now.
What happened?
Because I forgot what I was going to say. It was poignant, and I think it's because you interrupted me.
I didn't say a word. I laid out.
Something about Lamar Jackson, and then you blurted something out, and then I continued the thought, and you blurted something else out, and now I'm mad
at
myself. Now I'm mad at myself because usually
I didn't blurt anything. I've been taking plays off after that blunder.
You got to keep talking because I got to figure out what I was going to say. Because
you were talking about your fantasy team, Lamar. We got a new segment, Santana Moss.
Oh, I remembered it. Let's see if I can get the thought out.
This better be good.
Put your glasses on. In other words, okay, he gets a lot of fantasy points. I'm sorry. The Baltimore Ravens are not an exciting team. I find no beauty in Lamar Jackson takes it out of the shotgun. Oh, is he going to run or throw 7 yards downfield? It's like they're not. They have no diversity. I don't think they're an exciting team to watch.
He
has to be in on every.
But that's okay.
Who averaged the most? He's like a bad version of Kobe Bryant.
Well, I thought you were going to say Harden. That's the Michael Vick experience, man. And then they get, they should have gotten the end zone, but I think you'll lose a lot. A lot of people say you're tripping. That is exciting, Stoney. A guy that can,
I don't think
a
he's
a threat to take it to the house, and then when he's on the run, let me stop and hit Likely or my tight end or whomever.
Listen, I'll say it again. If I'm starting a team, give me Lamar Jackson over Brock Purdy. But I want Brock Purdy quarterback in this team. Kyle would make the best of the situation, but if the guy's not accurate,
We talked about our dream quarterbacks. What was the one trait that they have to have? I forgot what you said. You might have said arm strength. Tiny. I said accuracy.
I think I said something about smart or process or something like that.
Well, that's what Purdy has.
Hey, by the way, do you young people out there realize, and I was talking to Evan about this. Evan's 30. And do you guys, if you're 30, 35, younger, do you realize that in Guru and my childhood?
Well, Evan's mom said I didn't look 50, so I'm putting me in Evan's camp.
Do you realize that it wasn't long ago?
That is true.
That I love you.
It wasn't long ago that play could have happened last night. And they call a touchdown.
Right. I just said that.
And then Baltimore goes for two and gets it, and they win the game.
The 80s, Stein.
And that's it.
I don't know.
But his foot was on the line. Yeah, it was.
I feel like we were robbed because of the technology. I'm almost like, that was we needed the final chapter. Stein, I see where you're going. I said in the 80s that we would have watched overtime or them go for two. And it was so just like you were on a roller coaster. Hold on, everybody. And then you saw the size, 11 foot?
Boy,
big toe on there.
It was so close.
Were the games in black and white?
Now, that's not my era. I've been color.
He's a clown.
Yeah, he is.
He's a clown. He's feeling good. Yeah, no, he's feeling good because he got to put you down.
No, he didn't put me down. Well, he just corrected me.
Yeah, he locked you up.
No, he didn't. I locked myself up. It was too. Why did Chasky have it up?
He got you.
No coming back from that. Sure, so I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin. Hey, it's a fun Friday now. It's going out of here.
I'm trying to think if there were plays. I can't think of any plays that were, well, other than, what was his name? The Joyce.
Let me tell you what's old.
James?
No. The
Joyce.
Made the bad call at first to cost
Jim. Oh, good. Yeah.
Jim.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's old. Taylor Swift, keep your ass at home.
Hey, Guru.
Now she's calling out. Plays. Oh, no, that's a sports opinion.
Your sports opinion on the radio. No, anything else?
Now she's calling plays.
You're so jealous. You're jealous of the attention she gets. Because as a limelight seeker that you are, you want to be her so bad.
Snidey, stop!
What do you mean she's calling plays?
I don't need to watch her. And now she's calling plays. That's a thing.
And this is why Roger Goodell is the commissioner, and you'll never get anywhere near the NFL front offices.
It's sickening.
Because
it is sickening. Like,
it's not sickening.
But it's over.
No,
give us something else.
It's not over. It's just starting. Swifty's coming out. Why do you let that bother you?
Because it's just like she's not part of the show. This is football.
You ever watch a Giants game?
New York or San Francisco?
San Francisco Giants.
Every night. Well, it was every night.
How many times they pan into the crowd? Hey, there's his mom and dad. Hey,
that's different. Hey, what a call up, Steiny.
Tyro Stroud, his parents are here, and his nephew. Let's make sure we put that.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying when you got Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones, you don't need to do that. When you got the Giants' impotent offense, you got to fight stuff.
You do realize that Taylor Swift is 10 times more popular than Patrick Mahomes. You realize that, right?
I don't need
Thank
to.
You.
Don't,
Thank
don't
you.
Don't supersede my football. Thank you, Fitz.
No, Goodell will supersede your football because he wants more fans. He knows you'll watch no matter what.
You're the real guru. You're into that stuff.
He knows.
The stuff you hate,
he knows
you really
he can
like.
Put Taylor Swift up there all day long. And you know what? Guys like Daryl the Guru Johnson, they're going to watch no matter what.
She's we got have a bunch them. Of calls. How many calls went against the Ravens
of Taylor
offensive
Swift?
Line for lined up illegal illegal formation, and the Chiefs were
set.
Doing the same thing. No whistle.
No, you got to stay set.
We love Taylor.
You got to stay set.
Like, I thought about that.
You thought about what?
Like, is she part of the team? I'm letting it all. What's bugging
She's
you?
She's calling plays. You want to take that back?
No. So you missed it on Twitter. They were talking about her calling plays.
Oh, my God.
Creating plays.
You're right. I did miss it
on Twitter.
I did miss it on Twitter.
She's on my nerves.
Good. Hey, don't miss the kickoff show on Monday with Willard and Dibbs live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. Randy Cross. On the other side.
Taylor Swift, keep your ass at home.
Hey, Guru.
Now she's calling
out.
Plays.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.